Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our weekly South Centers live stream radio program. We've tested a few times and now we're going live. So this is kind of our first run at it. So bear with us as we make our way through it. We have video shows and we've aired different parts of information on the OSU South Centers channel, along with the radio, the live streaming radio. So you can catch us on both of those venues. We do this on Thursdays from 9 to 9:30. So check out our, we'll give you information on exactly where we can find it here later. By the way, I'm Kimberly Roush. I didn't do that in the beginning, did I? And today we have Dwayne Rigsby.
I guess I'm going to be the moderator for this morning anyway.
Yep. There we go. So we have the goal of the whole program is to inform our listening audience and educate about the programs we offer here, and more importantly, to let individuals know who they can work with to assist in their success, be it agricultural opportunities or business, different business opportunities. So programs here at the South Centers include Business Development Network Team, which offers many small business development opportunities, manufacturing opportunities, export opportunities to learn about many things and to get assistance in many of those areas. Today we do have two guests coming up, and one of those guests is Rafiq Islam and one is Gary Gao. We'll get introduced to those here in a few minutes. And I think Dwayne is going to step out and get Rafiq set up with a mic so you can listen to me chatter on about some of the programs we have here. So thanks, Dwayne.
Be right back.
Okay. I just want to let you know about some opportunities that we have here at OSU. We are involved with everything in Southern Ohio, all areas of growth. So our center is very unique in that aspect because we have so many opportunities that you can take part in here and get information about. We also have our hands, I guess, in a lot of areas. So one of those today, a topic area that we'll be talking about is with Rafiq Islam. He is the Soil and Bioenergy Program Leader here at OSU South Centers. Hi, Rafiq.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing very good.
Good morning.
It was a beautiful day this morning, even though it was foggy coming in.
Yes.
It is really pretty here. Tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Okay, I'm Rafiq Islam, as Kimberly Roush informed you, and I lead the Soil, Water, and Bioenergy Program. And mostly we do applied research, that is research for farmers, and deliver information, especially science-based information to the farmers so they can use and adapt.
That's a great opportunity that exists for farmers to take that research-based information and a practical application later.
Exactly.
Wonderful. What projects are you working on right now?
Right now we have a number of projects, but right now we are working on future smart agriculture, what will be the agriculture in coming years, and also gypsum, how to use gypsum to improve soil, especially Southern Ohio soil, and also a little bit about, we'll be talking about tillage and cover crops. So in a combination, nice good package to deliver
very
to
nice.
The farmers.
Very nice. How many people are in your program that help support your program?
Right now we have four people and some students, and also our farm manager, Wayne Lewis, and also Tom Harker, and two foreign students, and five more foreign students and scholars will be coming to join our program.
Very nice, very nice. A lot of assistance then.
Yes.
Those quick brains, those young people.
Yes.
I was wondering, you know what, I take a trip around every now and again for our Facebook, our Biz Team Facebook thing, and I saw there was a new hoop house out there with a project in that sounds really interesting. It's some smart technology.
Exactly.
What is that about?
That hoof house is around 150 feet long and 35 feet wide. So we are growing corn and soybean under hoof house using one of the Japanese company, Mitsui's high-tech equipment. So this is just a simulation of future agriculture, what we'll be doing in future and also in the outer space. If we have to grow something in the outer space, so those are the technology plus how we can utilize lands in California, desert, Utah, New Mexico, all these to Kansas, the dry areas, use this technology to grow crops with minimum water and minimum inputs.
Wow. Agriculture always on the cutting edge, isn't it? It's a necessity to feed the world pretty much.
Right, because by 2050, the world population will double. We have to feed, and America as a nation feed the world. So we have to feed. It's our responsibility to lead the world.
And with your research, you're making a lot of headway in that area.
We are trying to do that.
Smart technology, wow.
and this technology will not only be good for corn and soybean growing, but it will be good for vegetable growers under hoof house fertigation using actually only 40% of the water of the existing system and about one half of the nutrients we'll be using in future. So the people growing tomatoes or other vegetable crops under hoof house, this technology will be really, really good. And also berries and all these, if they wanted to grow economically and highly profitable way in southern area, southern Ohio, because we don't have that much space. So this will boost up the economics of the southern Ohio, rural Ohio.
Wonderful. And there's such a need for that. Reduce the inputs.
Right. Reduce the inputs and maximize the production and improve the economic farmer livelihood.
I was wondering, for local farmers, what kind of things do you do for local farmers to help educate them about their soil? The interesting.
We do a lot of research on like tillage, no-till research, like if you don't plow, you can save money in terms of energy and time and improve the soil. And then if you use cover crop, that will improve the soil by adding organic matter, nitrogen, and other benefits to the soil, diversify the soil ecosystem. So in future, you need less nutrients, less water, because you sustain and improve and revitalize the system. And in southern Ohio, again, we don't have enough land. Whatever land we have to utilize that in a systematic way to improve the economic growth.
That's worldwide. We only have so much land, right?
Right.
So that's a very good thing to have on your side, is
right.
Knowing how to use your soil efficiently.
Right. And plus, we are using gypsum to improve the southern Ohio soil, because southern Ohio soils are not that good quality soil. So if we apply gypsum, then it can improve the soil structure and it can hold more water in the soil and it will reduce the compaction problem and we'll have a better way to crop.
Very nice, very nice. There's so much going on in your programs. Is there anything else I missed? Oh, events. Do you have events coming up?
Yes, on 28th of July, we are going to have field day. It's called Soil, Water, and Bioenergy Field Day. So we have speaker from outside, from Indiana. We have invited the chief agronomist of the gypsum. So he's going to talk about gypsum and the importance of gypsum for soil, crops, and the environment, how to improve and produce more crops.
Very nice. A while back, I know, there was a tour group that came through, and I just happened to be in the room. At one time, were you offering to be able to purchase soil packets that you could test soils?
Soil quality test kit.
Okay.
Yeah, we are going to show some of those to the farmers, and even as a door prize, we'll deliver a few of them as a door prize to some of the farmers. so they can use those test kits and analyze their soil by themselves to evaluate what kind of soil they have. Is it good for corn or soybean or for vegetable, or how much nutrient they need or water they need? It will give them some good idea to start with.
Very nice. Are you working with anything with water, soil and water, and bioenergy? I know. Is anything standing out right now that you're excited about?
Yeah, right now, I mean, we are using the bioenergy because Ohio, southern Ohio, is hilly and soil are not good. So we can use this land, those marginal land, to grow bioenergy crops, and that way we can produce energy, and that energy could be utilized, and farmers can regenerate or get some incentive to produce electric biofuel stock, feedstock.
Very nice. Let's see, anything else that we're working on that, let's see, I'm out in the fields every now and again,
mm-hmm.
so I'm trying to think of some of the things I've seen out there. It's always really interesting. Do we start, when we do our research project, do we start with you managing the soil? Do you test the soil areas before they start on horticultural projects?
Yeah,
here at South Centers? And
yeah, any project, I mean, any project, we analyze the soil. Now we are thinking to analyze the soil for farmer and make recommendation at a reduced price so that a farmers can get university-provided services with authenticated results and certification, especially about how to improve the soil health and how to maintain the soil health.
So that would be included in the research that's done on other horticulture programs, you know, how to up your soil
right.
Vary.
And in future is coming.
It's like I've always thought here, we're just like the best-kept secret in southern Ohio. We have this contained area here that just has so much information provided in so many areas. We're all in one location, like one-stop shop.
Oh,
come
like,
and get the information.
It's like a package of technology. We are the center with packages of technology. So
well.
We have so many things, and recently we are working on soil organic matter calculator, so farmer can utilize that organic matter calculator using Google search, and it's free for everybody. So, and they can calculate or they can predict using their inputs in a simple way to predict organic matter content in soil for the next 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So
projections
give,
even.
Yeah, it will give them a power to manage their soil, the technology.
Very nice. Now, if someone has questions about your programs or anything, is there a place they can go or someone they can call to get information? Or?
Yeah, they can call us at 740-289-2071 and 147 extension, or they can go to our website, the Oasis South Center Soil and Water website. They can go there and call us or email us or text us. We'll be glad to provide any information they need.
Well, thank you very much. We have, let's see, a few things. Have you worked with, I'm just curious myself, have you worked with the biz team on anything? Every once in a while, some of the agricultural programs will work directly with the Business Development Network team
Yes, we do a lot of interaction with business team because our research has to be translated into economics. And economics will go into business. So there is a link of chain.
It has to be profitable.
Right. So technology, production, transfer, and business. So business is important. At the end of the day, farmer will say how much I'm going to make money and how I'm going to do my business or from where I can get the technology. So business is important to link to the research. Without that, it cannot really disseminate.
Again, the benefit of the uniqueness of OSU South Centers.
Yes,
one stop, come and get information you need.
And we have every avenue to connect that.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Rafiq. We appreciate you coming to be with us today. Is there anything else that we've not covered that you might want to mention?
I think we mentioned most of the stuff, but the best thing will be please come and join our field day on July 28th. We are going to start at 5:30, and we are going to have talk, and We are going to have dinner, so no chart, and then we'll go to the field and show our research, and farmers can see and learn new technology and new ideas and new incentives.
Very nice. That cutting edge stuff out there.
Exactly.
Very nice. Thanks. We'll have you go ahead and Dwayne come back, and we'll introduce our next guest here in a few minutes. I'll give you some information about that event, the Soil and Water Bioenergy Field Night event. If you want to register, contact Sarah Strasbaugh at strasbaugh.54@osu.edu, or you can give her a call at 740-289-2071, extension 112. And we have Dwayne is back, so he can chime in with some questions here along the way. And our next guest, do you want to introduce our next guest, or do you want me to go ahead?
Sure, I can do that. Our next guest is Gary Gao. He's a researcher here at the center, it's Dr. Gary Gao. And Gary, we have Gary on the phone here. So if Gary, if you can hear us, go ahead and give us a little bit about your information and how long you've been with the center and stuff.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dr. Dwayne and Kim, and good morning, everybody. I have been with Ohio State University while working as an extension educator / specialist for about, since 1993 in that area. So quite a few years. And prior to that, I was a graduate student here at Ohio State or the Ohio State University. So I have been with OSU for many years, and I conduct research projects and extension programs on berry crops, and all the way from blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and wine grapes, and more recently, superberries.
That sounds really good. Now, tell me a little bit, what is there a classification for a superberry, Gary, or is it just what kind of berries are in superberries? Is strawberries a superberry or what?
we kind of like to just piggyback on that marketing phenomena. Superberries are not really a truly technical term. I would say just any of the fruits. Some folks will call super fruits or super berries. Superberries are any kind of berries with very high antioxidant content, and they're also known to have a lot of neat health benefits. And so I would say blackberries and blueberries and then strawberries could be included in the could be classified as superberries. Some people may have heard of acai, A-C-A-I, berry. I guess that's a berry. It's a fruit from Brazil. So all kinds of fruits could be classified as superberries.
I see. Well, I will classify strawberries as a superberry because I like strawberries. So I don't know about everybody else. But also I know blueberries, and those have that great antioxidant. So with that, what else do you need to be doing at this time of year? Because I know it's picking season because that's what we're doing out in the fields is, you know, we've been picking blueberries and stuff. But what else has been going on? What should farmers and things be looking at or doing maybe ahead of time? I heard some things about leaf sampling or such. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. Each year, fruit growers are supposed to sample their field. And they could do soil testing. This is kind of a nice segue for Dr. Rafiq Islam. Growers are also encouraged to do tissue sampling or leaf testing, depending on the fruit crops. Most of the fruit crops and tissue sampling should be done between July 15th to August 15th. With grapes, and actually what they do is they will go out and collect the leaves, but the growers are supposed to remove the leaf blades. They only keep the leaf stems, which are called the petioles. So that would be tissue sampling. But for growers who grow blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, and other crops, and they would take leaf samples, and they actually take the whole thing and then keep those and then air dry them and send them to soil and tissue testing labs for analyses. I know Dr. Islam, his lab can do some of those tests, but now is the time to do that.
Now, what are we looking for in that? Is that just like the sweetness, what are we looking in that sample for, Gary?
What the tissue or leaf testing, what growers can find out is they can actually, laboratories can measure all the mineral nutrient levels. That would be nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and quite a few other mineral nutrients. And then growers can find out, okay, how much of that fertilizer has actually been taken up by plants. So it's a very good indicator of how much nutrients are in the plants and how much more growers will have to apply. So this has been a pretty important parameter or indicator for growers. And then they should actually do this every year.
Every year. Now, you said there's a time frame. Is that while berries is on the plant, or is that just at the beginning of fruiting?
There are actually two different times to do this, depending on the fruit crops. But most of the fruit crops, based on probably 60 some years of research, we kind of identified the period between July 15th to August 15th as the best time for tissue testing, because right now nutrient levels are in the plants are relatively stable, so you can get a good good estimate of what's there. Some folks, for example, grape growers, some universities recommend maybe tissue testing around bloom time. That would work too, but we don't have as much data to tell growers, okay, if you do this, you need to apply this much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, is there with grapes? I know you have a grape arbor here now. Is there anything special about that? Are we tissue sampling those as well, or is there any other samples or testing that we need to do with grapes in particular? Because I know they're kind of new around here.
Yeah. Well, speaking of our grapes, we actually are conducting research programs and also extension programs on wine grapes in particular. Wine grapes are getting very, very popular nowadays because of the local food movement, and then growers can generate a pretty good income from growing wine grapes, and they can also turn them into wine. That would mean more money. So we definitely are doing tissue analysis on our wine grapes. We have quite a few different varieties. We have planted quite a few winter hardy wine grape varieties. Some of them are from Cornell, and others are from Minnesota.
I see. Is there anything else that the farmers need to be looking at this time, or anything through the winter time? I know we're still a little early in that, and we'll probably have another discussion about that closer to winter time. But is there anything we need to be prepping for that fall winter time?
Well, one good way for fruit growers to prepare for the coming months or next year. I like to give a little plug. Ours is actually more time. Yeah, more timely. It's actually next Thursday from 5:30 to about 9 o'clock at OSU South Centers in Piketon. It's our Superberry Field Night. We also will show, in addition to superberries, we'll also showcase our container fruit production research. And then we also have our wine grapes trial plots on display, and we'll show folks how to do different trellises and bird netting and all those things. And we'll also show people, what they need to do now and what they need to do for the coming month.
Well, it certainly sounds like a event-packed field night, I guess, if you want to call it, say that, field night. Field day or evening should be, I guess I should say, field evening. And,
yes.
So, Gary, I assume if anybody wants more information, they can go to the website as well, and that'll be at southcenters.osu.edu. And is there any last-minute things you want to say, Gary, before? If not, we've got about 30 seconds or so.
Okay. Yeah, they can always. They're always welcome to contact us and then schedule an appointment with me or Ryan Slaughter to check out our research plots.
Okay. Great. We'll see if we can get that on the screen there sometime. But Gary, I really appreciate your time, and we will talk to you again probably in the fall as we approach that time on what. What next steps we need to do to take care of our berries.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've had a couple of wonderful guests today, just a couple of programs here at OSU that are offered. We would like you to know that there are many opportunities, again, here at OSU South Centers. We're a very unique facility, and programs are unlimited. Wherever there's a need tends to be where a program's developed around that need. So if you have an issue, just give us a call. If you have a business problem that you need input with, we have cooperative development, again, exporting, small business development, manufacturing development when you're talking about the business side. And then on the farming agricultural side, we have horticulture, the soil, water, and bioenergy program, and I'm forgetting one. What is the third?
Aquaculture.
Yeah, we got aquaculture.
I post tons of pictures on our Facebook account for aquaculture.
Yeah.
They're always into something here. So.
Well, a lot of genetic studies going on there with perch, bluegill, things like that, I think. Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And I'm sure somewhere along the line we'll talk about that.
Well, I think we have, but it may have not been live here, so
well,
it's been radio.
We'll do it again.
Repeat.
Sure. Yeah, as usual.
But, yeah, for one-stop shop, we have a very unique facility here. So, by all means, give us a call or call if you have a group that wants to take a tour.
Mm-hmm.
We have tour groups come through often to see what we're doing here. And
yep.
Everyone's very friendly.
Just call and schedule.
Definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
All righty.
Alrighty then, I think we're out for today. We appreciate you coming and listening to all of the information that provided.
Thank you and have a great day. We'll see you again.